Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Oh, no. We suck again.
All right, welcome back. It's 404. It's Ropp, Sue, Sa. How you guys doing out there?
Feeling all right. You know, it's a nice day outside. A little sad about the short show. I wanted to do more. Boss said no.
Me too.
Can't help it.
He's not even here.
Yeah, where is the boss?
Is he he's down at that sports thing in L.A.
That sports thing in L.A., because that's not generic. There's a sports thing in L.A.
Yeah, it's like a sports radio thing.
Okay.
Big conference.
Some sort of conference.
Yeah.
I don't know, he just disappears.
The herd's down there.
I know. Well, that's where he's going down. Him and Colin, like bosom buddies.
They're buddies, yeah.
Yeah, go down there and
they talk about the craft.
Yeah, and they'll go down and hang with the Hollywood elite, because Colin will tell you he's in with the Hollywood elite. Mm-hmm. He's the Stephen A. Smith of the A-list celebrities.
Well, we press on. We've got the news coming up at 4:30 here. If you're just tuning in, you just missed Jason Quick. His appearance is here on the show, brought to you by Change Realty, home of the 1% listing fee, changerealtynow.com. Quick of the Athletic, talking a little Zers as they get set to get back at it tonight. Your Zers.
Against the surprising Brooklyn Nets.
We've got some college football stuff coming up, including, I don't know, I guess it sounds like Oregon is actually doing a national search for their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, everyone just assumed, because the report was that they were going to promote from within, either Salavea or was it Keith Hayward, I think was the odds-on favorite. And while people are still saying that Hayward more than likely ends up being the guy, they are doing a national search, and I think it's just so smart to do. No offense to Keith Hayward, but I just think you have so much coming back, and you already have enough questions on the offensive side of the ball. And if you listen to people that are in the know down there, last year the defense took a step backwards, and people were kind of asking, you know, what was going on. Well, supposedly it was Keith Hayward that was running the defense last year, that this was something that manifested itself all year long, that Levitt became more and more hands-off, and that was Keith Hayward that was kind of taking over. So I just don't know why you would continue to promote from within when clearly you have the resources to spend money to go out and find a high-profile, big-name, big-money defensive coordinator.
There is a name popping up that's kind of interesting. So we'll get to that coming up a little bit later in today's broadcast. Zion talk, we haven't hit much of it.
No.
We're an hour in. We haven't even talked about it.
Well, the sheer tragedy of the whole thing. I'm a little emotional about it, and I didn't know earlier in the program if I was ready to deal with it. I went to some intense therapy this morning, and I feel like I'm in a better place to talk about Zion Williamson now, and we can move forward.
So he should sit now, right?
Well, I think last night the internet basically came to the conclusion that every shoe that Nike's ever made is garbage.
Which it's not.
Nike is going to fall apart now. Its stock is going to plummet.
It's not.
No one should ever play NCAA basketball again. Zion Williamson should sue for a gajillion dollars. He should have never played in the first place. He shouldn't play going forward. He might be dead. And at the very least, his knee is completely shredded, will never play again. And everyone in the free world is there and supporting him and wishing him a speedy recovery. When in reality, what happened was a shoe failed, which has happened many times before. Look it up. There was one year, I think it was like in 2016, this happened to like six NBA guys. Could be the fact that he's 280 pounds. He puts an ungodly amount of pressure on a sneaker and it blew apart. Again, it happens. Second, he didn't blow out his knee. It's a grade one sprain. He may not miss a game. And two, he wasn't the consensus number one player coming out of high school. Like, he was a top 10 guy and he was an athletic freak, but no one thought this was Zion Williamson before the season started. And by the way, there's some people that question of whether or not he is the prospect that everyone's making him out to be. A lot of NBA comps I've seen say Blake Griffin.
Hey, Blake Griffin's good.
Yes. Is Blake Griffin LeBron James?
Well, nobody's LeBron James. That's a little unfair. I mean, he's going to be the number one pick still.
Yes.
And Zion Williamson, if you haven't watched him in college, he is awesome.
Yeah, like, he's amazing.
And the reason why there's been a lot of amazing college basketball players, guys that have come through that are just better than everyone else.
Yeah.
And he's one of them, but the way he plays is really electrifying. Like, he's a tank, but he's also just he's got jaw-dropping athleticism and he's really fun to watch. I mean, he's an absolute treat, and I can't think of a player in college. You know, I'm kind of racking my brain here. Just a guy who jumped off the page in the college game, quite like him consistently. I mean, he's 25 and 10 every night, and just these show-stopping dunks, and he's awesome. He really is, and he's going to be the number one pick. But I totally hear what you're saying. I mean, it's like social media just goes crazy when things like that happen. Because everybody was watching, you know, it's like there's nothing else really going on in sports. And it was Duke, North Carolina. And it's just, I think it kind of sucks. I mean, it sucks for Dyke. But, you know, I mean, I'm sure they'll get over it. But I was looking at their stock. They're down 1% today.
Yeah.
Which is probably like $8 billion. But well,
like Darren
Revelle, no one cares.
Darren Revelle found the contract between Nike and Duke, and that if Zion wants to, he can play in a different shoe as long as all reasonable measures are made to make him wear Nike. But if he does play in a competitor's brand shoe, all markings have to be stripped off that shoe. Like, they have to paint it black.
I didn't like that shoe he was wearing. Did you like that shoe?
That's the Paul George 2.5.
Not down with it.
And I love that Paul George even had to tweet out. Paul George was like, I am going to get to the bottom of this, and I've asked Nike what's going on, and I want Zion Williamson to know that through this horrific grade one day-to-day knee sprain, I'm going to be there for him. Carlos Boozer, by the way, he tweeted at Zion's National Park. He wished them well.
Well, it is all pretty ridiculous, but at the same time, I'm sitting here thinking, going, you know, I would have never known what Zion Williamson was wearing had it not blown out.
Yeah.
So an old like me, I'm like, oh, that's the Paul George 2 or whatever you said.
Yeah, it's like the Paul George 2.5.
So it's good advertising.
I looked it up. This happened to Aaron Gordon a season or two ago. It happened to Ginobili.
Yeah, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you guys get flat tires. I mean, it does happen.
I'm not.
But it's just just the circumstances of that last night was insane in the fact that everybody was watching it. It's like college basketball finally gets a moment where it's kind of got the stage. You know, it's Duke, North Carolina, and everybody's jonesing for this game. And Zion is just he's got the whole basketball world abuzz. And literally it took 30 seconds and it looked like he was dead. Nike was dead. Duke was dead. I mean, it was unbelievable.
By the way, you found out what Duke is without Zion Williamson because
I don't know.
Dude, North Carolina smacked him.
Oh, well, of course they did.
Cameron.
But when you lose,
I know.
When you lose him right then, like, you have no time to adjust, and clearly it affected Duke. But they'll adjust it. I mean, they still have RJ Barrett and Cam Reddish and some good players.
But that
was just a circumstance that was really. I mean, that was hard. Like, how do you? Yeah. Their team.
I love that, like, 5 minutes after it, Puma Basketball tweeted out, never would have happened had he been in Pumas. They had to delete it because it was insensitive. But
they deleted it?
Yeah, they deleted it.
Oh, those wusses. I love that.
There were all kinds of people that were tweeting out things like that. They're like Adidas execs right now, and they'd have a picture of a guy, like, rubbing his chin.
Well, it is. I mean, it's just, you just want to talk about the worst luck for a lot of different people.
Right there.
It was amazingly bad. Nike is just going, oh, my God, like, really?
Like, it was maybe this was karma. Remember when Woods hit the chip and it was like, it rolled, and right as it was entering the cup, the Nike swoosh on the ball came into view. Yeah. Like, you couldn't have planned that any better. It was almost as if, like, the universe was like, all right, we gave you that one, and now we're going to take this one away from you.
And if I'm Nike, I've got to be sitting there going, oh, my God, like, this is a triple whammy because, you know, like I said, flat tires do happen. Shoes do blow out.
Sure.
But they're typically isolated. Yeah. And they're never on with injuries, like with a key injury to the biggest player in the sport on the biggest stage, right? Like, short of it being the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Like, they just had the triple whammy of, oh man, that couldn't have happened at any worse of a time.
Yeah. Like, when we played on turf, and I mean, I don't know if the shoes have gotten any better. I haven't worn like an like athletic shoe, like a basketball shoe or a cleat or something in God knows how long years. But when we played, turf shoes would have this. Now, I never had a blowout like this, but along the seam where the sole meets the, I don't know, the upper or whatever, dude, these happened all the time. Not full-on blowouts, but with the turf where it grabs, guys blew out shoes all the time. You had to come off the sidelines and get a new pair because there'd be a little rip. And that's just, I mean, that's football, right? You're not cutting like that. I can only imagine the force in
football's in, football.
That's generated when a guy like Zion Williamson cuts or goes down on something. It's,
yeah.
And let's be honest, I don't care who your shoe company is, Adidas, Nike, New, they're all made in Taiwan or they're all made in Vietnam.
Right. It could happen to any of them.
It could happen to any of them. And I'm sure how many people have played, like, I guess this Paul George model is used across the NBA and college basketball. I guess it's a team shoe for a lot of college programs where they make that kind of the default shoe. This shoe is played in thousands upon thousands of games, and this just one, right? Somewhere in the factory, the glue or the stitching or whatever didn't hold up. I mean, for God's sakes, it's an accident. Stuff happens.
Don't tell social media that.
No.
Don't try to be reasonable up in here.
No, and I just love that this is the reason that the NCAA is going to go down because one guy suffered a mild knee sprain.
Wait, why would they go down?
Because people are saying this is it's ridiculous that anyone should ever play college basketball. You can just go right to the NBA because of this right here. Because
he got hurt?
Like Marcus Lattimore, right? His knee got folded the wrong way, and his career was essentially ended. That didn't end college football, and this won't end college basketball.
Well,
guys
get
hurt.
It is interesting that there is a little bit of news on this front today. I don't know if you've seen that from the NBA about the one-and-done rule.
I did not see this.
Yeah. So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, tomorrow's show will be live from Wizard World, Portland. We'll take the fifth caller right now at 503-250-1080. That's 503-250-1080. And you will receive a weekend admissions VIP package for two, which will allow you early entry Saturday and Sunday and admission to a photo op with Wizard World celebrity James Marsters. He is of Buffy the Vampire Slayer fame.
Uh-huh.
VIP lines for autographs and photo ops as well. You'll get VIP seating at programming sessions when those are available. All to the fifth caller right now at 503-250-1080. And remember that Wizard World Portland is at the Oregon Convention Center beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday at 4. So some text on the Better You Today text line, 55305. How much could Zion sell that shoe for signed? Yeah, you know some equipment manager took that shoe, right?
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of close-up photos on it, and people were going all some Pruder film, and were like, it looked like a worn-in shoe. Why wasn't he in a new shoe?
Oh,
you know, yeah, there was all kinds of stuff. But, yeah, they should sign that thing and auction it off for charity because he can't sell it. Because that would be improper because he's an amateur athlete.
Another one says, I guarantee Nike finds a way to turn this whole thing into a clever advertising campaign a few years down the line. No question.
It will be interesting to see if he signs with Nike. I don't know what.
Yeah, the odds are, they have odds on that.
Do they?
Yeah, and it's Adidas is the favorite now. But Nike's second and Puma's a distant third.
Got flip-flopped there.
What else do we have here? What if he is, where'd that one go? Texting. On sports talk.
Texting.
I lost it.
What are you looking for?
A text, man.
I don't know which one that is.
Yeah, no S.
Mm.
Anyway, well, maybe he should sit now. It's yet another argument that college players should be paid, right? That's what people are saying.
Well, it is a bit ridiculous when you consider the amount of money that was being generated last night. And, you know, the fact that, you know, Coach K gets millions of dollars a year from his Nike contract. It's absurd. We're getting to the point where no reasonable human being can think that this is a fair deal for the players with the whole college education thing. I always laugh about that too. When people are like, well, you know, it's that they do get a benefit. Yeah. So do the coaches, but we don't put a limit on what the coaches make. We don't put a limit on the coaches' endorsements. Right. It amazes to me that No one thinks that the players should do it for free, because their argument is the players already get compensated with an education, right? And there's a value to that. There's a monetary value. So it's not that anyone thinks that players shouldn't be paid. It's just that we want to control how much they get paid, which I find laughable because there's no other cap in college sports. There's no cap on what Coach K can make. There's no cap on how many endorsements he can do. No cap on how many camps he can run and the sort of money he can get from a shoe deal. But it's only the players that we want to be like, well, they can't handle the money. They're not mature enough. So take your scholarship and that's what you get and nothing else. It's absurd when tickets last night are going for $2,500 to $3,000.
Yeah, it's crazy. What if, here's a text that says, what if Zion was an undercover agent for Adidas and this was all a ploy to take Nike down?
Like someone took the rate, like yes! the Tom Brady inflator came and saw the shoe. It was pretty convenient. It blew out after his first big cut.
You want to talk about a great 30 for 30 down the road, blowing the lid on that.
We need someone to like zoom in on a shoe before it blew out and be like, aha, we see the tear already.
Yeah. Another one says here on our text line, Better You Today text line, Nike shoe blowing out is one thing, but for him to get injured because of the shoe blowout is a whole nother. But wait a minute. Didn't he just slip?
Yeah, he just slipped.
Like, I don't think he got injured. He injured his right knee.
Yeah.
And his left shoe blew out. It kind of looked like it, regardless of the shoe blowing out, it looked like he fell awkwardly no matter what. Right? Like, in other words, I don't think the knee injury was caused by the shoe blowing out.
It's hard to know, but it certainly
look like it.
It doesn't look good when you get hurt right as your shoe blows out.
No,
right?
Not at all, but it sort of feels like, but I don't know.
Again, I would like to remind everybody, it's a grade one MCL sprain. He's not dead. He's not a, he literally could play.
What is this, facts?
In their next basketball game. It's a grade one sprain.
It's not convenient for the story, jerk.
No, it's not.
Here's a guy who says he thinks Danner Boots should step up.
She's out there playing in a locker. Lace that thing up.
If Zion had to play in Danner's, what would his numbers be? How much would that?
I don't think so. Like, I've got a pair of the super light hiking boots, and I think you could strap those up and he would be just fine. They got that Vibram sole on them. It's quality.
They are
boot.
Really comfortable.
Yeah. There's some really light ones out there. I think he'd be fine.
You can send the check to me.
I think he's still out there dropping 23, 24 a game.
Okay. Well, hey, before you feel bad for him, just know that Duke paid an $8 million loss of value insurance policy for him.
Oh, in case he gets hurt.
Yeah, most of those guys have that. So yeah, he has that. Now, the only way he cashed...
Up until recently, I think it was in like maybe 3-4 years ago, the NCAA said that schools can pay that. It used to be the player had to take it out.
That's right.
Now the school can pay for a kid's insurance policy as an incentive for coming back.
And Duke did, and I guess it was like $50,000 all in all. And it's for $8 million loss of value, but... The only way he can cash that in is if he falls below the 16th pick in the draft.
Which I think he could completely shred his knee, blow it out, and he would still go in the top 15.
Yeah, I think you're right about
that. Yeah, someone would take him and be like, hey, we'll send him for a year and he'll be fine.
Yeah. But understand, the NCAA will make close to $1 billion off of the NCAA tournament.
Hey.
And Zion's the top attraction of that tournament.
No. Kid doesn't deserve a dime over what his scholarship.
What they would tell you is, well, we'll make $1 billion if he's playing in it or not.
Yeah.
Which is true.
And I also love this one, too. He's getting an education, but he's going to get half a year of an education because he's going to turn pro. So that whole Duke education thing doesn't really play into Zion.
But he's
Zion
having a good
Williamson.
Time, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. He's having a good
slinging
time.
Slinging that wood.
Dennis Smith Jr. style. Well, and to be fair, too, it has helped him, right? He was a big-time recruit. He was a YouTube sensation. He was not the consensus number one overall pick until he did this at Duke.
So, yeah, it was Barrett.
Yeah, the exposure and him playing at Duke has certainly helped him. There is value to that. I just laugh at that we all want to put a cap on. Like a hard cap at the scholarship on what kids can earn. It's silly.
For me, he's really awesome on the college level. He's very unique. But at the same time, I still think there are questions about what he'll be at the NBA level. I mean, on the college level, he's a bully. Like he can just push people around and like you better get out. If he starts going toward the rim, just get out of his way. He's like LeBron. But he's not LeBron when it comes to playing with the big boys. You know, once he gets out there in the NBA, it'll be interesting where he goes. Like maybe he goes to Phoenix, and they already have Ayton. You know, because it's either going to be probably Phoenix or New York, right?
Yeah,
most likely. I don't know. I just, he's only 6'8", not that big. So he's a freak, freak in terms of his explosiveness and his athleticism. But he can shoot a little bit.
I think there's a lot of people that say he's not 6'8", too. That he's shorter than that.
But in college, he's just bullying people, and he won't be able to do that in the NBA. So
I think the high mark I've seen, like Charles Barkley, Blake Griffin, other people, like you said, have questions of, is he tall enough to play underneath, and is he athletic enough to play on the wing?
I'll say the same thing, and this is just a blanket statement.
And by the way, not to play, but to dominate,
to be an all-star.
The kid's clearly going to play, right? But people are asking, is he really a franchise changer?
I feel like sometimes in sports, we over nitpick. We can't see the forest through the trees. And I just think, this is a blanket statement, but I just feel like some guys, they can just play.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was this way, and they just picked him apart. Look at him. He's awesome. I think Kyler Murray's this way. I think Kyler Murray can flat out just play. And Baker Mayfield, that was the same way. And it's just like, some guys just got it, man. And you can say they're too short, or they're too this, or they're too that, or they're not this, or they're not that. And they just prove you wrong every time. And I feel like Zion is kind of one of those guys where, you can sit and overanalyze this, but dude can play basketball. And when he gets out there, he'll figure it out in the NBA, and he'll be damn good.
I don't disagree with you. The only thing I'll say is, we have seen over the years so many times, can't miss prospects, not a chance in hell that he's not the next great one, and we see it all the time.
Well, but nobody's saying that about him. They're actually kind of picking him apart a little bit. He's not, RJ Barrett is the guy that everybody thinks is like can't miss on the NBA level because of his skill set. Zion's already getting like, well, we don't know, he's a tweener and this and that. I don't know. I'd bet on him.
I think he will be one of the more intriguing prospects to come into the NBA in a long time, because I do not remember. LeBron certainly had this. It's been a while since a player in college had this sort of buzz or hype
last
around
Last number
him.
One pick who was this hyped.
I'm going to go back and look at past NBA number one picks, because look, not all number one picks are created equal. There has been some. There's been some years where you're like, really? Anthony Bennett was a number one.
Okay,
pick.
So you go, Davis? It's probably Ben Simmons. You go Ayton Fultz.
No.
Ben Simmons. Karl Anthony Towns.
No.
Wiggins.
No.
Anthony Bennett. It's probably Anthony Davis. If you want to go Ben Simmons.
No, Ben Simmons did not have this. Nowhere near it.
But he would have. I would agree that he didn't quite have this, but he would have had he not been hurt. Because, remember, he got hurt at LSU.
Well, and LSU sucked.
Yeah, they were terrible.
But he got hurt.
Yeah.
And so I think he was kind of out of sight, out of mind, but he still went number one. And then Towns, yeah, but not like this. Wiggins, Bennett, and then Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis had some of this. I still don't think that Anthony Davis, and he won a national championship, and I don't think Anthony Davis had this.
Do you remember Greg Oden?
Yeah, but again, there was a debate between him and Kevin Durant. I honestly think you have to go back to LeBron James and maybe Dwight Howard after that. Because Dwight Howard, that people were like, holy hell, this is Shaq. I think you got to go back to LeBron and Dwight Howard, who went back-to-back 2003-04 as the last time you had this level of hype, with maybe a side of Anthony Davis. And, Anthony Davis turned out to be pretty damn good, as did Dwight Howard and LeBron James.
Well, Zion did come out and he said he's going to continue playing.
Yeah.
So I think Duke should wrap him in like full body mummy cast to keep him healthy. You think can they do that?
I think that would hurt.
That'd
some.
Be illegal?
That would hurt some of his athleticism. I'll be also interested to see if he wears the Paul George shoe when he comes back, or if he's like in a Jordan brand this time.
All right, coming up next, it's time for In the News. Measles count again, and what else we have here? Minimum smoking ages. We'll talk about mandated rent controls. All hell's breaking loose in our city. We've got to talk about all this with you. Coming up next, here's Mike.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, the one thing I was going to tell you that I forgot, that's meant. Was a little bit of news from the NBA on the whole one-and-done thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the NBA officially submitted to the Players Association the change from 19 to 18, the draft age. Yeah. So now the Players Association will review what they're saying and they'll come to the table. And what they hope to have done is they hope to agree. And I mean, they're not going to get a lot of pushback from the Players Association, at least I don't think. So they'll come to their terms and then they'll have that all set and done by the time. They don't want to roll it out till 2022.
Yeah.
Because they want to give teams a chance to plan for it. But they want to be they say they want to have it buttoned up within the next couple months that they're going to change it back to the age of 18.
Which basically eliminates the one and done. I mean,
exactly. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you could have a kid that graduated early that wouldn't be able to go. I mean, if you're 17 or international people that were too young, but it essentially eliminates the one and done. And so, you know, we had this. I mean, there were plenty of guys that were one and done. Dwight Howard, Kobe Bryant.
Cobes Bryce.
Robert Swift.
Was he?
Yeah. Robert Swift was a no
straight
college.
Straight out of
high school.
Did you say Garnett?
Garnett. I mean, there's a bunch of them. I mean, for every one that was a success, there's four or five others that are busts. I mean, I'll just be interested to see how many choose this path. Or if we get to the point where
it's not that many.
Yeah. I honestly think that you'll get a handful every year, but I don't think you're going to see, you know, where 8 of the top 10 every year are one and dones. I just don't think there's that many players that are transcendent talents.
Except that I'm looking at the 2020 mock draft from NBADraft.net.
And what do you got?
Trevor Lawrence.
Let's see. 1, 2.
Trevor Lawrence is playing basketball. There was a clip of him playing basketball. He got all bro-y and shoved someone down. You don't set a pick on T-Law. Doesn't work that way.
Out of the top 11, there are only two. There's only one guy that isn't a high school senior.
Ooh, high school senior now, or are they saying there's going to be a high school senior then?
Yeah, no, they are a high school senior, meaning they will go to college next year.
Yeah,
and then be the picks for 2020.
Yeah.
In other words, if they just come straight out, where would they be in this year? In this year's draft,
I want to look and see
next year's draft.
What was the last year of the old way where you didn't have to go to college?
How the hell if I know? Why are you asking me that?
I'm going to look that up and see that last year of the draft, how many none and duns were in the first round of the draft.
Martell Webster, too. Don't forget about him.
Yeah. And that was the one where they passed on Chris Paul as well.
Yeah.
Martell Webster.
But they got Brandon Roy, though.
Yeah. Was that same draft? No, it was after that.
It's a different draft, but you can't say that they would have... In other words, if they get Chris Paul and not Martell Webster, then you don't get Brandon Roy.
Yeah, can I?
You take that?
Yeah.
Chris Paul?
Yeah. Chris Paul.
He was good.
Chris Paul, Hall of Fame point guard.
But you know what? He would have asked out.
And Brandon Roy, he would have asked out?
Asked.
How do you ask out?
He would have asked out. It is February 21, 2019. To read the news, I'm your noted newsman. It is National Sticky Bun Day. I hate sticky buns.
Do you really?
Oh, God.
You hate them?
Yeah, I hate them.
How do you hate
sticky buns? Do you hate
them
because of the mess?
Yes.
I feel like it's impossible to hate the flavor.
Wow.
Well, the flavor's not horrible. I don't hate the flavor, but it's just, they're messy, they're stupid.
You got a novel concept for you,
Rob? Don't need them.
Fork and a knife.
Don't need them.
I'm with Lynch on this one. I didn't know you were capable of hating sticky buns. Do you hate Cinnabuns, too? Do you hate all kinds of buns?
Cinnabon is basically a sticky bun.
Exactly. Like, how do you eat a cinnamon roll?
I have no time for Cinnabon.
Even know who you are. You hate cinnamon rolls.
I'd go to the pretzel shop 100 times out of 100.
I'm not.
Well, look, I'm not here to bash on pretzels, by the way. Wetzel's pretzels, great pretzels. But here's the point. If it's like 2 in the afternoon, I get you. Wetzel's pretzels all day long. But if it's 10 a.m., dude, that's sticky buns time.
Now, Isaac, I'm not going to say this is as bad, but my first thought when you said that was John Sukanik has well-done steak. That is in the same realm for me of bad food opinions.
Sorry, you feel that way.
Yeah, that's a bold, bold take.
We have a death, and it is not a local death. Before we get to our local news here today, I did want to mention that Peter Torre died. Hello?
Yeah.
Peter Torre died.
He's the writer, correct?
No, from the Monkees.
Oh. I saw today that there was some writer that died.
There was a baseball writer who passed away.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that was making the rounds. One of the Monkees died?
Yeah. I think he's one of the last few that's still alive. Peter Tork.
Okay. I'm not really aware of who the other Monkees are.
Well, you know Brian Or, I mean, Davy Jones.
Yeah.
But he's dead.
But outside of that.
Mickey Dolenz. You know Mickey Dolenz. He's alive, I think. There's another one. I can't remember his name. And Peter Tork just died. The Monkees were great. You know, the Monkees,
were the Monkees. People say we monkey around.
They were great. And they were from the 60s.
Michael Naismith.
Is that the other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were put together as a show band. Like, they were put together for a TV show.
Yeah, but they were real musicians.
They were. They were actors and musicians.
Yeah.
But it was really just for the TV show. The band was fake and everything. Well, it wasn't fake, but you know what I mean. Like, it was just for the show. Well, their music ended up becoming some of the most popular music of that time. They sold millions of albums. They were awesome.
Outside of Davy Jones, I'm not going to lie, man, and that little weird beds thing where they ran around the street with it, the Monkees never, they're just not on my radar.
Last Train to Clarksville.
I got nothing.
Pleasant Valley Sunday, Daydream Believer.
That's a good song. Now, if Davy Jones is dead?
Yeah. Yeah,
he
sure?
died.
Yes.
I feel like you aren't certain
Very
of
dead.
Anything involving the Monkees.
No, I am. I think he's dead. I'm not positive.
Remember when he went on the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, I do. Davy was the man. Davy Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Not just dead.
Super dead?
Super dead.
What year?
2012.
Yeah. Ooh. Mm. Well, anyway, rest in peace, Peter Tork.
And Davy Jones.
Yeah. A little funny thing. You know, it snowed in Vegas again.
I did not know that. But I do know that the weather apocalypse is upon us.
Well, there's snow in Vegas.
There was
like
snow.
Full-on snow.
And there was snow in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. I saw a great picture today of people, of one guy, not people, one guy.
One guy.
Who had he was in Vegas and he had a snow shovel. And it was a razor blade.
Yeah.
And he was cutting as snow as if it were lines of coke with his razor blade shovel. Now that's funny.
That's funny.
Clark County measles cases. Care to guess?
We got to be in the 60s by now, right?
We are now at 63, Jace. 63.
I did see today.
We stopped counting at 40.
I was at the gym and
so
you know,
no one really cares.
They had like they have the news on, but the sound's off, so you just get the ticker. And I saw that the World Health Organization is saying the number one threat that they're concerned about right now, anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying that is the biggest global threat we have right now to public health.
I brought this up on the show a couple weeks ago. You must have missed it. Were you here? You were here. I told you that.
Did I?
Yeah.
So I don't remember.
They were number
one
on the World Health Organization bitch list. You know.
Well, that was
whatever that list.
That was on the ticker today. I saw that.
Well, thanks for listening to the show.
Sorry.
By the way, Monkees, a lot of people bashing the Monkees here, I see.
Well,
and that's to be expected. The Monkees, I think the thing about them is nobody really knew if they were really real.
Well, they're like the Partridge Family,
that's
right?
That's right. A little bit, yeah. And it's like, but they were good, and they did such a good job with it that they became popular as a band. But yeah, some people are confused by them.
But they're no different than a boy band. So boy bands are artificially assembled by some dude
that
wants to touch them inappropriately. All their songs are written for him. It's a creepy thing. Who's that fat guy down in Florida? He put together like NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys and New Kids. And then they get all
I don't think he molested them.
Hey, I think he's in jail for kid stuff.
Big deal.
I'll look that up. But I think that happened. And then they steal. Then they get all their songs written for him, and then that guy ends up stealing all their money.
No, that's true.
And then you end up with like a bad coat. How is that any different than the Monkees?
Well, they're not.
None
it's
of those
not.
Are real bands.
It's not. But the Monkees were good. The thing about the Monkees is, and I don't know. Let me ask you this. We're in the news is being derailed.
Look at Lou Pearlman, by the way. He's the guy I was thinking of. And if he didn't molest anyone, it sure looks like he did.
How much does it matter to you that your artist or song that you like, that they wrote that music? How much does that matter to you?
It matters.
But how much? Of course it matters. The question is, I don't know how many people care about that or even know who writes the music that people do.
It bothers me about a lot of musicians today that are prepackaged, that have no real talent other than they're an actor playing it. It's like, I get into this all the time when you see like, oh God, I'm going to piss people off. But like when Beyonce wins album, Beyonce is talented, but she wins album of the year. And then on that album, there's 19 different producers. Whereas if you go back to a singer songwriter, there's one producer and it's that he actually writes all his stuff. Like one of my all time favorites is Billy Joel. Billy Joel wrote the music and words to every song that he ever put on an album. That to me,
but so what?
You're 1,000 times more talented than an actor playing a musician.
Well, yeah, I don't think the question is about talent. The question is, does it matter to, for your enjoyment? Like,
yes, it does for
if
me.
If Billy Joel didn't write those, you're saying that you wouldn't like Billy Joel as
not,
much?
Not as much, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like when I listen to Pearl Jam knowing that Eddie Vedder wrote that. And that Stone.
And if he didn't, but you still love the music, you're like, man, this is really good. And I love
Eddie
Vedder.
I would think less of them, yes.
But you'd still be a fan.
I'd still be a fan, but not to the level that I
okay.
am.
Okay. So it doesn't matter that much. It matters, but not that much.
Yeah,
I don't know how many people care about that. But yes, the Monkees get bashed for that. It's like they didn't write any of that stuff. They just sang it. But they were good at it.
Sure.
And you know, they strum. Bounce around they and
had,
strum.
Had the little Beatle haircuts.
Yeah.
Dude, they were a knockoff of the Beatles.
They were cute. Yeah, that's right. Well, that was the whole show. The show was that they were a band that was supposed to be like the Beatles, but they weren't successful.
Yeah, and you know who wrote their own music? The Beatles.
Oh, I heard they didn't.
Yeah, that John Lennon and Paul McCartney were frauds.
I almost got you there.
You know who this bothers me about more than any other band? Dude. Is Led Zeppelin.
Why?
Because I love Led Zeppelin. I love their music. Led Zeppelin is not the greatest band of all time because they didn't write their stuff. They plagiarized it.
Oh, going down that road.
It's not going down a road. It's a proven fact in a court of law. Led Zeppelin ripped off, word for word, beat for beat, the vast majority of their big hits, which is why I think Led Zeppelin is a bit of a fraud. It's a great band, and I like their music, but greatest band of all time? No, because you're a bunch of you're plagiarizers. You didn't write your own stuff.
All right. Coming up next on In the News.
And not only did you not write your own stuff, but you stole it and claimed it as your own.
Oregon could be the first state with mandated rent controls. How do we feel about this? Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is the very controversial February 21st in the news.
By the way, I looked it up. Lou Pearlman, who I was referring to, the boy band guy that started all of the NSYNCs, and yes, indeed, molestation allegations.
Oh,
now,
no!
He went to prison for Ponzi schemes, and he died in prison because he weighed like 500 pounds.
Lou Pearlman.
But he was accused time and time again of being very fond of the boys that he was put in charge of, especially blonde buff boys.
So he never got
no, he died in prison.
Fingered for it.
No, he died in prison. But apparently it was fairly well known that
So did he diddle Joey Fatone then or? See, I've never heard any of those guys say that, but okay, whatever. Elvis, by the way, a lot of people bringing up Elvis is a guy who never wrote his own.
Frank never wrote
music.
His own stuff.
Frankie, old blue eyes.
Yeah, and while I love those guys, I think less of them. And by the way, people.
It shows your depth as an artist for sure.
Yes. Right? And people getting all butthurt over the Led Zeppelin thing, look it up.
You did that on purpose.
Well, it's true. Led Zeppelin ripped off song after song, including most of their big hits. Stairway to Heaven. Look it up. It's not like I'm making this up out of the blue, but here's the thing. It's the same thing with the Mike Tyson thing. When people love a group or an artist, no one wants to believe what goes against public opinion, even when there's fact after fact supporting it. It's just, it's that whole blind loyalty thing.
Dieter.
Now you got Dieter saying that the Beatles are overrated. You stirred up a hornet's nest here.
Yeah, I did.
Heaven's sakes.
Well, Led Zeppelin bros out.
A lot of people think
the
Beatles are overrated.
Yeah, that's a hot take.
Well, even though most people consider them the most influential band of all time.
There are a lot of people that think that, though.
Yeah.
But whatever. This goes back to what we have discussed many times is that, you know, it's a lot of it's subjective. You don't have to like the Beatles, but let's not call them overrated is one thing. Let's not say they suck, okay? Because they didn't.
No.
You just didn't like them. There's a difference.
Yes. And when that many big stars cite them...
It's like me and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. Look, I don't think they suck. I cannot stand their music.
Sure.
Never got into it. I think they look silly. I think Flea's silly. I think Anthony Kiedis' hair gets sillier and sillier by the day. I just find them so funny, and like, I just, anytime their music comes on, it makes my, it literally makes me bleed out my ears. But they're, I'm sure they're, you know.
Flea, super nice guy, by the way.
I'm sure he is.
He offered me weed.
That's me laying out so that you can tell the story. No, I mean, what do you want me to do?
He offered me a joint. I was sitting down there, and next thing I know, there's Flea offering me a doobie. Couldn't have been any nicer.
That is, once again, me laying out so that you can expand on the story for you here on Sports Talk.
No.
Why?
No.
Why would you say that and then not tell us?
I was at a music festival that Metallica was headlining, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers were the other headliner.
Oh.
And it was like during rehearsals, and I was sitting down on this kind of grassy knoll behind the stage while Metallica warmed up, and I looked over beside me, and sure enough, who was sitting like 2 feet away from me, Flea. And he had just come and sat down. And
did he have a shirt on?
No, he did not have a shirt on. But, you know.
That's shocking.
Yeah. Flea had one and just.
He just passed.
Yeah.
What is it?
Puff, 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 pass. Just kind of.
Did like, you do three puffs? Like, well, like, I don't even know. What is it?
Just like reached out.
Let's go to the kids. What is it, Mike? Puff, puff, pass?
Honestly, I have no idea.
God, we're so old.
I think it's puff, puff, give.
Puff, puff. Yeah, there we go. Puff the Magic Dragon. That's what I know. Remember them?
I do remember.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Well,
now, are they overrated?
I remember Peter, Paul, and Mary. I don't remember Pete and Paul and Mary, Puff the Magic. The name of the group wasn't Puff the Magic Dragon.
No, it was one of their songs.
One of their songs.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're out of time. We can't talk about mandated rent controls.
No.
But I don't like this news, mainly because I'm a landlord, so pissed off.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, you are a landlord. Are you a slumlord?
What do you mean?
Are you a slumlord?
Why would you say that?
I'm just asking.
You've been to my house that I rent out.
Not for
it's a nice house.
Well, I remember once.
It's a great little house.
You had an infestation. You had
we
bugs.
We call it a bungalow.
You had bugs happening there?
Hey, I took care of them, man.
Seems a little
slumlord. And that wasn't my fault. That was her stupid dog.
Seems a little slumlordy to me.
All right, that's in the news, February 21. Coming up next, the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.